So, is tourism excited for the end of MIQ? Remember, MIQ was a bit of a story. End of MIQ, or is home ISO going to kill it? Jan for expats out of Oz, Feb for expats from the rest of the world, April for everyone else, of course. Well, maybe. We'll talk to Chris Hipkins about that later. Haka Tourism General Manager Eve Lawrence back with us on this. Eve, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So, from what we heard yesterday, out of 10, 10, this is brilliant, 1, it's a bust. What do you reckon?
I reckon the date is a positive, but the details and the isolation is a huge disappointment for the industry.
No one's coming on holiday to spend the first 7 days home isolating, are they?
No. We need to get rid of the self-isolation mandate for visitors because offshore travel partners just simply will not sell New Zealand and will be taken off the network for 22-23.
And what is a high-risk country? That we don't know either, do we?
No, we've got no details whatsoever. I mean, at the moment, it just... The only clarity, if you can call it clarity, is the date, really.
What about the New Zealanders coming in from Australia and the New Zealanders coming back from the rest of the world? Is there a tourism aspect to some of that, do you think?
Well, I don't think so, because haven't they also allowed New Zealanders to travel as long as they can come back via Australia? So effectively what they've done is they've exported our whole summer market overseas and replaced it with nothing.
Yeah, and that was the next question. How many people, of all the people you've relied on for the last couple of years, the domestics going to Taupo and Queenstown, etc., how many of us are going off to Australia?
Yeah, exactly. I would say a big number. So yeah, they've just exported our whole summer market, so we could be in for the most difficult few months that we've had throughout this whole pandemic.
Oh dear. And so do you have any hope that maybe by April, when they get around to the rest of the world coming in, that they might drop the home ISO, that the Australian situation or the expats coming in from other parts of the world hasn't caused the difficulty they thought it would, therefore they can relax that a little bit and that might save you bacon?
The difficulty is the decisions that they make now or in the next few weeks on the tourism and international tourism will affect us for a long time, not just the next 5 months. Like, people come here once every 5 to 10 years. So we need to be making those decisions now. But we do have 6 months to lobby, but we need to really be making those decisions within the next few weeks.
Always good to have you on the program, Eve. I wish you well with it. Eve Lawrence, Haka Tourism General Manager.